Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship and Praise. When was the last time you paused to thank God for His faithfulness? Well, today is the day, and now is the time.
In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, He's proved faithful to me. Every word He's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I've seen my God do. He's been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, His love and mercy, I see. Although in my heart I have questioned, even failed to be good, yet He's been faithful,
faithful to me.
Looked away the many times I could not pray. Still, my God, He was faithful to me. All the days I spent so selfishly reaching out for what pleased me. Every time I come back to Him, He is waiting with open arms
Dearest Father in heaven, we invest this time to praise and thank you for your faithfulness. You are forever faithful to your word. It never changes. We can count on your many promises and for you to be faithful to who you are. Great is your faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, you have provided. And as we're told in Lamentations, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. You show favor on us every day that we rise and with every heartbeat. Your grace is boundless. The list of your faithful attributes is too long for us to rehearse today. May your Holy Spirit speak to our hearts so that the one that we need to hear is the one that stands out to us and that sticks with us through the day. We praise you for who you are. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
As I look back on this road I've traveled, I've seen so many times he's carried me through. And if there's one thing that I've learned in my life, my Redeemer is faithful and true. When I read the promise, there is a place I am preparing for you. I know someday I'll see my Lord face to face, 'cause my Redeemer is faithful and true. My Redeemer faithful and true.
This is your call to worship. You are listening to Call to Worship. For your convenience and encouragement, our website offers many helpful features. When you visit us at calltoworship.us, you will find programs that you can listen to right there online. There's a huge list of broadcast topics to choose from, and you can enjoy them any time of the day or night. The playlist will tell you the names of artists you hear as well as the title of the song and album. In order to find a local station that airs our program, select our Station Finder and scroll down the list by state and city. You will see where to find them on your radio and the time of the broadcasts. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Our website allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. Or, if you prefer, your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Stay. worthy are you to receive all the praise flowing out of the hearts of the people you made. Oh Lord, worthy are you. Faithful are you to supply every need of the people you love when we trust and believe. Oh Lord, faithful are you.
Worthy and faithful and righteous are you, wonderful counselor, mighty God.
Let every melody out of my mouth sing praise.
Worthy and faithful and righteous are you, wonderful counselor, mighty God.
Let every melody out of my mouth sing praise. My days. Righteous are you in the council of men. When we humble our hearts, you restore us again. Oh Lord, righteous are you.
Worthy and faithful and righteous are you. Wonderful counselor, mighty God.
Let every melody out of my mouth.
Wonderful counselor, mighty God.
Let every melody out of my mouth sing praise. Worthy are you. Worthy are you. Worthy are you. Worthy and faithful and righteous are you.
Wonderful counselor, mighty God.
Let every melody out of my mouth sing praise.
Worthy and faithful and righteous are you. Wonderful counselor, mighty God.
Let every melody out of my mouth sing praise.
Thank you. Thank you for making Call to Worship a part of your worship today. To praise God for His faithfulness is to recognize the fact that God never changes. When He gives His word, you can take that to the bank. Count on it as if His promises will be fulfilled just as the sun will rise tomorrow morning. And His mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. Let's begin our time together in Deuteronomy chapter 7. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. Isaiah 49, thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and His Holy One, to one deeply despised, abhorred by the nation, the servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes, and they shall prostrate themselves because of the Lord, who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. 1 Corinthians 1 chapter, verse 9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Please listen, folks, and consider the words of the psalmist as he praises God for His faithfulness. Psalm 57, He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. Selah. God will send out His steadfast love and His faithfulness. Psalm 91, He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. Psalm 100, For the Lord is good, His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. God is faithful to provide our spiritual needs when it comes to standing up to temptation. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed, lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you to be tempted beyond your ability, but will with the temptation, He will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. The author of the books to the church in Thessalonica encouraged them to have confidence in the fact that God is faithful. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Finally, brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored as happened among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men. For not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one, and we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. 1 John chapter 1, 5-9, This is the message we have heard from Him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Even as we praise Almighty God for His faithfulness, we should be faithful to Him so that others will see Christ in our lives. Listen to Christ's very own words found in Matthew chapter 5. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. God rewards our faithfulness. Consider the words from David to King Saul. 1 Samuel chapter 26. And David answered and said, "Here is the spear, O king. Let one of the young men come over and take it." The Lord rewards every man for his righteousness and his faithfulness. For the Lord gave you into my hand today, and I would not put out my hand against the Lord's anointed. Praise God for his faithfulness while we are faithful to him.
Footprints that we leave, lead them to believe. like the sun that rises every day. You are so faithful, Lord, you are faithful, like the rain that you send in every breath that I breathe. You are so faithful, Lord. Like a rose that comes alive every spring, you are so faithful, Lord, you are faithful, like the life that you give to every beat of my heart. You are so faithful, Lord. I see a cross and the price you had to pay. I see the blood that washed my sins away. And in the midst of a storm, through the wind and the waves, you'll still be faithful, you'll still be faithful. And when the stars refuse to shine and time is no more, you'll still be. You give to every beat of my heart. You are so faithful, Lord. I see a cross and the price you had to pay. I see the blood that washed my sins away. And in the midst of a storm, still be faithful, you'll still be faithful. When the stars refuse to shine and time is no more, you'll still be faithful, you'll still be faithful.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song as we have praised God for His faithfulness. It's my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. I'd love to hear from you. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. The book of Romans includes what is commonly referred to as the Romans Road to Salvation. In chapter 3, we're reminded that all of us are sinners by nature and by choice. In chapter 6, we can receive eternal life as a free gift. In Romans 5, we see that God demonstrated His love for us in that while we were His enemies, Christ died for us. Later, the author of Romans makes it clear that we must trust and surrender to Jesus as Lord. And when we do, we have assurance of salvation through Jesus. I invite you to call upon Him today. When you make a decision, please let us know by mail to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us, where you'll find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, Psalm 32, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eye. He who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
There is no problem too big that God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot soothe it. If He carry the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my sister, that He will carry you. He said, come unto me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. There is no problem too big that God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot save.